Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, my final throwback or look back or best of interview that I'm going to have as I'm finishing up and wrapping up my vacation, headed back to Las Vegas. Tomorrow there'll be a brand new show, but I had to save what I think could be the best for last, and that's the judge. Lester Hayes had a really good conversation. Matter of fact, had two conversations with him on Raider Nation Radio 920 in the last year, but the very first one was the classic one. So on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, that's what you're going to hear in its entirety. The conversation, the full conversation with the judge, Lester Hayes, on Raider Nation Radio 920 on this Tuesday, May 24th, the last day of Q's vacation here in 2022. Let's get it.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Win.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
You ought to win as a Raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find Locked On Raiders podcast free and available on all platforms. Hopefully, you've been enjoying everything that I've been putting out the last week or so, just kind of looking back at everything that I've done in the past year, some really good stuff that I feel like I've done over the past year. And actually, I'll tell you, this is actually a lot more work putting these shows together than it is actually just doing a brand new show. But as I'm on vacation, trying to enjoy and try to take a step back for a little R&R before the grind starts again. So let's go ahead and jump into part one of my conversation on Raider Nation Radio 920 with Lester Hayes, the great Lester Hayes, the judge. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame. Hopefully he's the next Raider to get in. Obviously Cliff Branch is going in this year. Going to be very excited about that opportunity. But here's part one of my conversation with Lester Hayes, the judge, on Raider Nation Radio 920.
As promised, now on the phone line is the judge, Lester Hayes, joining us now. And judge, we definitely appreciate your time this afternoon. My guy Jess, he met you a week and a half ago or maybe a couple weeks ago at one of your signings here in town, and he's a big Lester Hayes fan, was rocking the 37 jersey. He said he got a couple minutes to talk with you, and he said, Q, you got to get him on the show. So we went out of our way to make sure we tried to get you on the show. So when you were at that signing and so many people signed up to come and get your autograph, young and old Raider fans, what were your thoughts? How did that make you feel?
Q, geez, I love our silver and black fans. Geez, it's based on love. And I look back, Q, and my team kept on winning. It was a successful team. Oh, but Q, geez, the most important factor, geez, is we got coached up, and I believe in the Las Vegas Raiders. Coach Gruden, the genius. People speak and they say things, but GQ, this is fiction. Coach Gruden's a genius. Keep Derek Carr clean, and they will be 12-5 in 2021.
Nice.
Trust me on that.
I trust you, and I believe you, Judge. I love what I'm hearing right now. And you won a Super Bowl in Oakland. You won a Super Bowl in Los Angeles. What would it mean to the organization to win a Super Bowl here in Vegas as well?
Q, geez, it's based upon technique. Daily, of course. Train your brain on your technique. Oh, I saw something, Q, on Sunday. Q, it gave me a flashback. The defense, geez, is legally kicking men's asses. Woo! That's how you play defense, Q.
That's
the
right.
Front seven, that's our key to success. You stop the run. Oh, but Q, from a four-man pass rush. Q, it gave me a chill because I flashed back on Townsend and Howie and Aldeo and Hendricks and Martin. I had sack savages. They got some men now that make it rain on a hot Vegas day. The skies are clear, Q.
They are.
And the sack savages make it rain. Q, on Sunday, Q, I'm sitting here. I'm so happy, I'm about to cry. Tears of love. I love my fat men, and I love our backers because in the safety, the corners, TQ, this is great technique.
Right.
You are taught this. Of course, it's a daily mental preparation. Of course, they are being coached up properly. That's the key.
Coaching up properly, coaching up properly. And, you know, you were part of a really good secondary. And you, when you joined the league, you were part of the Soul Patrol. You joined the Soul Patrol, and those guys were outstanding. What kind of mentality does it have to you have to have to be an outstanding defensive back?
Q, of course, it's a daily mental focus. This is not a physical game, Q. You must train your brain on your technique. Daily, same thing. Same thing. It's patience. It's how you turn. Stay low. Stay low. Stop, step, burst. Stop, step, burst. Daily, daily train your brain. Split club. Turn your hips. Stay low. You must train, Q. You start training on the 1st of March, and you train, Q. Now, this is a secret from Judge Hayes. You cannot be a champion if you train only 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
Q.
Yep.
Boy, you got to out-train them. You train 7 days a week. That's why, Q, of course, our team kept winning, Q, because of our training. You got to put in the work and the time and the perseverance and the patience to train your body and train your brain.
That's right. No doubt about it. 7 days a week is what you got to do. Train the brain. You got my man Damon running in circles here. He's so fired up. That message needs to be told. That message needs to be told.
I'm going to fire you up, boy, because I'm a Texan, and you know I love football.
Yes. Yes, you do. We're talking right now with Judge Hayes. That's Lester Hayes here on Raider Nation Radio 920. And your coach, Tom Flores, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame this past year. What were your thoughts when Coach Flores finally got his spot in Canton, Ohio?
Boy, you know what, Q? Geez, I was there in 1979, and sports writers and sportscasters are speaking. Oh, they won't be successful. But Coach Tom Flores, Q, the genius. This man's playbook is not skinny. You got to have a strong playbook. Oh, but there's a secret here, Q. Can you block it? You could have, geez, a strong playbook, but can you block it? Now, this, I'm going to spin on you, Q. I'm going to spin it to Coach Gruden.
Okay.
He can block his playbook now. His book is strong. It's thick. Of course, it's not basic. It's not skinny. And it's not boring. He has the strong playbook. But you, geez, it's a focus on your front five. Your linemen are blocking beasts. You got to be a beast. You just can't block a man. You got to actually legally whip his ass. Pancake him. Get inside of his skull. Live inside of a man's skull. Take his confidence from him. That's how we play football, Q. We live inside of a man's skull. Get inside of a man's heart. Take his heart. Take his confidence. You got to legally whip his ass with great technique. 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 But I see us now, Q. Woo! Boy, it makes me happy, Q.
Yes, sir.
To actually see our linemen. Woo, Q. I see him giving Derek time. Q, touchdown city. You give Derek time in Chucky's book. He can use his whole book now. Q, that's touchdown city.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We're talking to the judge right now, Lester Hayes, Raider Nation Radio 920, Unnecessary Roughness. My man DeMond's got a question for you.
All right, Judge, in that last answer that you gave us, you're talking about living in a man's skull. If you played today, would you have any difficulties with how free the rules are for the receivers are today with the difficulties that it is to play that tough physical style that you played back in your day?
Focus. That's the key. Of course, I'm going to train my brain based upon what I can and can't do. It's focus, is daily training. You start focusing on March the 1st. On March the 1st, I know what I can and can't do. Oh, but I got to be patient in the bump zone. That's the key, with no false steps. Stay low. Step, turn, burst. Stop, step, burst. Turn my hips. Strip club. Can I burst? Yes, I can burst. You must brand your brain with what you can and can't do. But I need help. I need buku help. Sack savages. They are my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Townsend and Howie and El Zito and Ted Hendricks and Rod Martin. Sack savages. And Mike Davis. Sack savages. But I don't need sacks, guys. I need heat. Heat him up. Heat him up. Give me pressure. Give me some heat. That's all I need. And I'm going to pick fix you. I'm just not going to pick you. I'm going to pick fix you. That changes the tide. It changes the flow. It changes the tide of the game. Defense. But I need help. And I got it. Oh, but let me take you deep, brother. These sackers now, boy, they will win 12 games. I promise you. Trust me, I'm the judge. They will be 12-5 in 2021 based upon our defensive front seven. Oh, but the first phase, men, stop the run, crush them on first down and second down. And they do it based upon who is your technique teacher. You got to be taught and taught. Daily, teach me technique, but stop the run, and they are doing it, and they will keep doing it. Boy, I love our defense. Legalized ass whippers. Woo, I like that.
So that was myself, and of course, DeMond Cotton. He rolls along shotgun with me on Raider Nation Radio 920 Unnecessary Roughness. That was part one of our conversation, and Lester Hayes is one of those guys that you just go ahead and throw something up there to him. You ask him a question and let him go, and then step back. Take a step back and just let him roll, and he does, and man, he was such a fun conversation. So that was just part one. We have two more parts on the way. So coming up in segment number two, you will hear part two of that conversation after I tell you about rockauto.com. Been telling you about rockauto.com for a very long time. They're a family business, been serving auto park customers online for over 20 years. And the beautiful thing about rockauto.com is you could save a lot of money compared to taking your car to a car dealership or a chain store. And it's funny, on Tuesday of last week, my last day before I went on vacation, I actually had to get my battery changed in my car. And man, oh man, if I had used rockauto.com and I knew how to do stuff like that myself, I could have saved a whole lot of money. Instead, I did not, but you can save a ton of money as long as you know what you're doing with the parts. I do not, so I have to let a trusted professional do my work. But I know a lot of you are very handy, and rockauto.com is your go-to spot. You punch in what you need, the parts are delivered directly to your door, and unlike me, you'll save a whole lot of money. So make sure you go ahead and do that. They have everything you need for any kind of car that you have. Right now, if you're on the website and you're looking for your parts, there's a box over to the side that said, "How'd you hear about us? Just write Locked On Raiders Podcast." You do that, they'll know I sent you and I'm doing my job. Great selection, great low prices. All the parts your car is ever going to need is at your one-stop shop. That's rockauto.com.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team
every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Want to jump into part two of my conversation with the judge. Really fun conversation. Lester Hayes, he is fantastic. Anytime I get a chance to talk to him, if it's a couple minutes or it's 30 minutes, like this first conversation I had with him was, man, it's always entertaining. He is one entertaining dude. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into part two of my conversation with the judge. Lester Hayes from Raider Nation Radio 920.
Judge, I'll tell you, I got all kind of tweets and text messages coming through right now saying how much you're getting everyone fired up. Raider Nation is loving the conversation we're hearing from you right now and how fired you up are about the team. Were you surprised that they picked up Gus Bradley's defensive scheme so quickly?
No, because the most important factor in football, like, and this is not spoken of, who is your technique teacher? Guess who taught me?
Who?
Number 24, Willie Brown.
Ooh, old man Willie.
Oh, I'm going to take you deep. I'm going to take you deep, brother. In 1977, guys, at Texas A&M, guess what I played?
Tell us.
Linebacker.
I believe that.
I'm a linebacker. I'm a backer at Texas A&M. The first day of practice, geez, is Coach Madness telling me, son, well, I want you to play cornerback. I started crying. 1977 at Santa Rosa training camp. I'm 22. I'm a big baby. And here is a fantastic coach and Coach Madden. And I'm standing there, Coach, I don't want to play cornerback. I'm a safety at Texas A&M also. I'm shedding tears in front of Coach Madden like a big baby crying. Coach, I don't want to play cornerback. But he sent me, a technique technician in Coach Brown. Sent me. Who taught me? Who taught me technique? It was number 24. Coach me up. I mean, every day we after practice, we're doing practice. We practicing, we working. We working on technique. Stay low, turn your hips, stop step bursts. Patience in the bump. No false steps. Working. Brand your brain. That's what the work does. It stays in your medulla.
Yes.
I am loving every bit of this.
Yes. You got DeMond fired up.
You got Raider Nation fired up, Judge.
Boy, now you know me. I'm a Texan. I started playing when I was five in 1960. I don't like it. I love football, but I'm going to tell you a secret, man. I'm going to tell you a Texas secret. I love basketball more because I was a state champion in basketball.
Nice.
I love basketball. I was state champion in basketball, and I played center. I'm only 6'2".
But you got skills. You got skills, Judge. You got
love
skills.
Basketball. Oh, man. I'm a Steph Curry fan. I go to all the games.
Nice.
I'm a basketball freak.
I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. That's a good thing. I love me some hoop game, too. And so that's we got that in common, Judge, now.
Right on.
I love it. And this conversation, I love it as well. Let me ask you this, because the Raider Nation and the Raiders organization is such a big family. And you got the legendary, the Bricks right outside of Allegiant Stadium. Of course, Raiders always have the alumni come back and always are around the team. How many times have you talked to the team? Because I feel like you should give them a motivational speech every once in a while.
Oh, I did. I went there in 2019. And, like, it was Mike Haynes and I. And, geez, like I told them what I tell you. Geez, it's the same thing. Of course, it's focus on your technique. You got to put in. You got to put in time and a half. This ain't no straight time punching the clock.
Right.
You got to put in time and a half to become a champion. That's what I told them then. But Jesus, technique, you focus on your job, on your technique. You got to shine it like you're shining shoes. Geez, you got to shine it as if it's a Super Bowl trophy. You got to shine it daily. Shine your technique. Shine your technique. But you don't use some spray shine that you purchased at Safeway. You shine it with sweat. That's how you shine your technique.
Yes.
That's what I told them.
Yes.
You got to shine it, son. You got to work. This ain't no gift. You got to work your gift. You got blessed, but you got to work it. You got to shine it, son. You got to show your love for football. And the only way that a man can show his love is put in the work.
Absolutely.
Don't call time out. And after the practice, you just go in and shower and you're a ghost. No, stay late. Put in the work on your feet, on your turn, on your strip club drill. Gee, focus on your burst. See it mentally. See it, but you shine your technique with sweat. That's how you become champion.
There you go. There you go. I know everyone is listening. Everyone's fired up. Judge, I'm telling you, this is such a fun conversation. Getting all these tweets and text messages right now about how you got guys running through walls that are just sitting at their house listening. You know, you got them running.
I'm an Aggie.
There you go.
I'm a linebacker.
I'm
a linebacker mentally. And, geez, and I love this game. But I love Coach Gruden. I love his team. And Q, I guarantee you that they're going to be 12-5 in 2021.
There it is.
Trust the judge.
Oh, I trust you. I trust the judge. I'm not going against what the judge says. And since you mentioned the linebacker position and, of course, playing in the secondary as well and making that switch, I want to ask you about Jonathan Abram, because he's a guy who came in as a safety, and now he's still a safety, but he's playing in the box closer to the line of scrimmage, and he's a physical guy. What are you seeing from Jonathan Abram?
I see his technique, and he is being coached up properly. Keep on working, son. That's what I see. He has a gift. You need a gift. You got good feet. Plus, he doesn't have doubt. I watch him tackle. Geez, his form tackle, his boom rap drive. He's got no doubt. Keep on working. You can get quicker. You can get faster. But there's a system here. The system is sweat. You got to work your technique, because I work my technique every day. Every day, same drill. Every day, work your technique. You can get quicker. You can get faster. Ah, that's how you get the confidence. It's something that you feel, Q. It's the strangest sensation. Q, brother. You know you feel different based upon this. I got it now. Geez, I finally got it, because I can feel it. I feel quicker.
Yep.
I feel faster.
Mm-hmm.
Based upon your best friend, Q is sweat.
Nice.
That is your best friend in football at practice. Geez, even on an off day, Q. You put in some more work. You work on your technique. And when that confidence, gee, it hits you, Q, you feel different, because I'm confident now. Q, you feel as if you are now Michael Jordan. I can't miss a shot.
Can't miss.
I know, that's right. I know.
I can't miss, because I'm so confident. If I could stand at the free throw line, close my eyes, and make three free throws, Confidence, Q.
That's what you got to have. You got to have that confidence. We're talking right now with Lester Hayes, the judge on Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920. And I only got a couple more questions for you, and I do appreciate your time.
Bro.
I appreciate your time for sure. What kind of trash talk was going on at the line of scrimmage? When you were lining up, you got down in that stance, and you were kind of you had that intimidating look in someone's face, some wide receiver's face. What kind of trash talking was going down there in the line of scrimmage?
Q, back in our day, Q, I didn't understand what trash talking was. Because in our day, Q, I mean, it was a different time. Gee, it was a time of forearm shivers and thrust into a man's throat and thrust into a man's mouth and nose. Q, this was a time of defense. Brother, it's Keith on the field.
Right.
We played Pittsburgh, and I counted 1, 2, 3, 4 teeth. Teeth, not a chip tooth, but the whole tooth. I'm counting teeth on the ground. That's beautiful. That's defense. When you can knock out a man's teeth, and there's no flag.
I love it.
No flag.
I love it.
We played defense, Q, and the time was different. I wish it was that time in 2021. But you, geez, it's a secret that is taking place. Touchdown. They want touchdowns. Oh, because female football fans don't want to see men with their teeth knocked out. The broken nose and black eyes looking as if he's a raccoon. Female football fans don't want that. They want touchdowns. So you change the game. You want touchdowns now. And touchdowns suck.
Unless it's a pick six.
Unless it's for silver and black. If it's silver and black scoring, thank you, Jesus. But, Q, I hate touchdowns. I'm old school.
So there it was right there. That was part two of the conversation. Still have just a little bit more. Coming up in segment number three, we'll wrap things up with the judge. Fun conversation. I'm sure right now at this point you're probably dying of laughter just because he gets so animated and really gets so much into it. Really a fun conversation. I see people all the time around the streets and they always say, man, that conversation you had with Lester Hayes was incredible. So hopefully you're feeling the same way as you're listening to it right now. We'll get into segment number three and part three of our conversation after I tell you about betonline.net, the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. They got the latest odds, news, sports developments, including the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball fights, and next season's NFL futures. BetOnline.net, your continued source for all your sports wagering information. They've got the live betting. They got playoffs, esports, and a whole lot more. Head to the website today on your laptop or your mobile device. Learn about the trends and all the action. BetOnline.net, that's where the game starts.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to jump into the final little segment, little few minutes here of the conversation I had with Lester Hayes on Raider Nation Radio 920. It's been a whole lot of fun. Hopefully you've been enjoying these all week long, man. Had a lot of good guests on the show, and it's just kind of a tip of the cap to what I've been able to do over the past year, matter of fact, as I've been here in Las Vegas. And believe me, there's a lot more where this came from, but this is just some of the stuff that stood out to me, and I'm probably forgetting some really good stuff like Coach Tom Flores, never got to his conversation. Jim Plunkett, had many conversations with him, could have brought that to the table, but just thought that these ones that I've been bringing throughout the last 4 or 5 days has been a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and jump into the last part of the conversation I had with Lester Hayes, the judge from Raider Nation Radio 920. Another guy that went into the Hall of Fame this past year, he rocked that number 24 as well as old man Willie did, Charles Woodson. What was your thoughts on C. Wood and his career with the Raiders? What were your thoughts on just how good he was at multiple positions?
Charles, I watched him at Michigan. I watched him. Jeez, he had great feet. He had great feet. He had the gift. And he tackled well. That's the key, that a lot of DBs don't tackle well. He actually boom, rap, drive. He tackled well, Q. Plus, he had good feet. Plus, he had speed. He had the gift. But, Q, he worked on his game.
Mm-hmm.
You just aren't satisfied with having a gift. So many men who have a gift, they chill. They don't put in the work. They don't put in the time. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the sweat. Like it showed, you. It showed. I watched him play since his senior season at Michigan, and the boy had talent, skill, and he tackled. You got to tackle, but you got to love it. You got to go get him as if you are a heat-seeking missile. Go get his ass.
That's right. Go get him. Go get him. Just win, baby. You got to go do it all. Commitment to excellence, you got to have it, right? You got to have
you
all of that.
Go.
That's right. We are talking, and we've had a great conversation with the judge, Lester Hayes, here on Raider Nation Radio 920. Before I let you go, I got to ask you this, because I'm so fired up about this interview. I got to ask you, in your own way, can you say, hey, this is the judge, Lester Hayes, and you're listening to Raider Nation Radio 920?
Of course, I got your back, my brother. Silver and black fans, you are listening to Raider Nation 920, the number one radio station in the country.
We'll take it. We'll take it. We love it. We love it. And that's the judge right there speaking.
I got your back. I love y'all. Guys, I'm telling you this. Guys, of course, keep the love flowing because it's psychological stimuli for the players. Guys, a cheer, it turns into a roar. Guys, it's sound waves are traveling at Mach 2. Ping, ping, ping. You feel the love. And guys, keep the flow going, the noise. It psychs us up. It's psychological stimuli. Show our youngsters love. Show them love. Make them feel love because it makes us feel as if we are 10 feet tall.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Great stuff, Judge. Great stuff. I could talk to you for hours, and Raider Nation could listen to you for hours. We appreciate you. When are you going to be back in town? You coming back to town sometime soon?
Sunday, I am coming to see us win.
Nice.
But there's a cornerback on the Dolphins who is from my neighborhood.
Yep, Xavier Howard.
Man, I'm going to watch him, but geez, I guarantee you this, Xavier will be sad Sunday night flying home. But geez, Xavier is from my sector of Houston.
Yep.
So I'm going to watch him live. I guarantee you this, he won't be successful Sunday. I wish him success, geez, in every other game. Oh, but not Sunday.
Right. Absolutely. X is a great player from Houston, though. X is a really good player. I followed his career when he was at Baylor, when he was obviously with Miami. He's a heck, and he creates turnovers, man. He is a dangerous weapon in himself. Just kind of everything you just described, that's who Xavier Howard is. But, yeah, you don't want him to have that on Sunday.
Oh, I guarantee you this. Guys, a touchdown game. Like a touchdown genius, his coach is John Gruden. He can use his entire book now. Jesus, based upon he can block his entire book now. He can block it. He can score. Guys, it will be success on Sunday in silver and black. I promise you.
So there was Raider Nation. That was my conversation with the judge, Lester Hayes. That was a lot of fun conversation. Got a shout out to my guy, Vegas Jess. Lester Hayes is his absolute favorite Raider of all time. Still rocks the number 37 jersey around town. And every time he sees me, he always says, Q, get low. Get low. You know, he just goes back and says everything that he heard the judge say, not only in the conversation on the radio, but also the conversation he's had with the judge in person. And so shout out to my guy, Jess, a real good dude here in Vegas. I've said about all the fun things that I've done in Vegas since I've been here. How about some of the great people that I've met, including Jess and his family? Man, they are awesome. So, it's been a blessing for me and my family to be here in Las Vegas. So, hopefully there's more great stuff to come. And I will be back tomorrow with a brand new show, getting right off the plane and getting right back into the lab. That's kind of what we do, get back to the job. And, I don't know how to act after a vacation. It's been so long, so we'll see how I am. It might take me a few days to really get into the swing of things, but we'll work it out because that's what we do. So, Raider Nation, take care of yourself throughout the course of the day. Love on your family. Take care of your family as always. Just win, baby.